$660 billion. That's how much the federal government has set aside for small business loans meant to aid in recovery during the coronavirus pandemic. Larry Weatherford from the Oklahoma District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration talked with KWGS on the phone on Thursday. Our first question, is the program a success for Oklahoma so far?
Well, that's hard to say at this point whether the program's a success, as we're still in the middle of it. We're doing everything we can to get the funds out to small businesses. Obviously, Oklahoma small businesses are critical to our economy, and so our goal is to try to weather this crisis and get all the small businesses through this as best as we can. Through April 16th, we had $4.5 billion through over 35,000 Paycheck Protection Program loans. So yes, that was a week ago. I'm certain we have surpassed that by now.
An analysis by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting found 50% of Oklahoma small businesses received loans in the first round of the program. Is that enough?
What I can't tell you how many small businesses have received loans percentage-wise in Oklahoma, but what is clear to me that the $4.5 billion or more that has been loaned will be critical to keeping many of these businesses afloat. I've talked with a number of them one-on-one, and you know, almost every small business is hurting at this point. So anything we can do is going to be important. But I also want to encourage every small business in Oklahoma, if you have not applied for the Paycheck Protection Program, we really want people to go ahead and try to apply for that.
Does the SBA think that there will be more money after this, given that states are beginning to reopen their economies?
I can't really predict whether there'll be a third round of funding. It obviously depends on factors out of all of our control, and that is how the virus continues to propagate throughout the states. But in terms of businesses getting back starting tomorrow, it's going to be different for every business. The governor's order has reopened many businesses. Many of these are still going to be struggling as people are slow to come back.
News outlets have been reporting that nationwide, this program is not helping nearly enough businesses owned by people of color, by women. A headline last week in CBS News, quote, up to 90% of minority and women owners shut out of Paycheck Protection Program, experts fear, end quote. Are we seeing that in Oklahoma?
So I haven't seen any evidence of that in Oklahoma, but what I can tell you is that we're working hard to make sure that every small business has access to this program. And you raise a good point, and that is, if a small business is uncertain of how to access this, I would encourage any small business that needs help getting access to the program to reach out to our partners, the Small Business Administration resource partners, such as the Small Business Development Centers, the SCORE, the Women's Business Center, and they will provide assistance to you at no cost to you. And so that's critical. Don't let yourself not get involved in this process.
There's been some public scrutiny about the program because of perceived political bias. Reporters like Jamil Smith at Rolling Stone and Aaron Glantz at Reveal have said more money is going to states that voted for President Trump, whether or not those states have the most need. In Nebraska, for example, 58% of all small businesses got loans, whereas in New York, where the virus has hit hardest, that number is 18%. Some Democrats in Congress are calling for an investigation. Is there anything there?
Well, really, I can't comment on that. I don't have any of that information. But what's important to remember is we are doing things to reach out to the smallest of small businesses. For instance, the system for applying was limited to banks of a certain size yesterday in an attempt to make sure that our small community lenders had a chance to get into the system. So we're doing everything we can to get these loans to every small business. And again, I want every small business to apply. And if you have trouble applying, we want to hear about it at the Oklahoma District Office. The most important thing is, and I'm speaking to small businesses, is to take advantage of the Paycheck Protection Program. We have no idea how long this is going to last. And I just encourage everyone to apply today and try to get involved in the program so that we can bring those funds back to Oklahoma.
That was Larry Weatherford, Public Affairs Specialist at the U.S. Small Business Administration's District Office in Oklahoma City. He spoke with KWGS by phone on Thursday.